Ohio State continues to make changes to their defensive coaching staff, who are Tim Walton and Perry Ileano. And will Ryan Day make more changes to the coaching staff over the next couple weeks? All that and more in this episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Friday, January 14th in the year 2022. And on this feel-good Friday, I want to thank everyone out there for making Locked On Buckeyes their first listen or first watch of every single day. It was very, very clear at the end of the season that Ohio State needed to make changes to their team overall, not just coaching staff, also with players that are on the field. There were changes that needed to be made. When it comes to the coaches, many people had a name or two at the top of their head that they said, hey, you could be gone. You could be gone. We could be fine without you. Some were saying Al Washington. Some were saying Coach Greg Stadrora. Those are two of the coaches. There are more added to the list of coaches that would not be in Columbus in the fall. The list of coaches that would not be at Ohio State in the fall is up to four. Coach Greg Stadrora, offensive line coach, gone. Al Washington, linebackers coach, gone. Coach Kerry Coombs, defensive coordinator, secondary coach, got demoted from being the play caller, gone. And also, Matt Barnes, at the end of the Rose Bowl, it was announced that he will be taking the defensive coordinator job at the University of Memphis. Well, who is coming in? Jim Knowles, they already know about, new defensive coordinator and a linebackers coach coming from Oklahoma State. Justin Fry coming from UCLA in Southern California to Columbus to reunite with Mr. Ryan Day. He is going to be the offensive line coach. Well, there's two other spots that are still available. Those have been filtered and those have been filled in by Tim Walton, cornerback coach coming from the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then Perry Ileano, who will be the safeties coach coming from the University of Cincinnati. At the end of the season, I came on here talking about how I was not going to come out and blatantly say certain coaches needed to be fired. I was not going to do that until the end of the season. When we had that point, I came out here and said, yes, Al Washington, bye. Kerry Coombs, bye. I didn't say Coach Greg Stadrora, but I think it was deeper than what we saw on the field with him. There were a lot of things via recruiting that he didn't up the level of recruiting. And when you're bringing in coaches or you have a coach on a staff, you want him to consistently get better, not just in player development, but also in the decisions he makes on the field in game, also in recruiting. Those were areas, player development, things that happen in game, and also via recruiting. Those are things that I think needed to go up in all of these levels. Offensive line needed to get better in all three. The secondary needed to get better in all three. The linebacker play, which may be the worst that I have seen in my lifetime at Ohio State, needed to get better at all three. We're getting there, making necessary changes right now. I do think Ryan Day knew he could not let this slide one more time. He's a new head coach. He's in his early 40s. He knows he is doing things, and he's at a program that if you have these changes and back to these errors in back-to-back seasons, all of a sudden people will be calling for your head. You didn't win the Big Ten championship this year, and Ryan Day did not beat Michigan this year. Yes, the Rose Bowl win at the end of the season is an amazing way to capitalize the 2021 football season, but no win against Michigan. You had a loss in week number two. You win the Rose Bowl. That's three. Okay. Adding things into the season. Didn't win. Didn't beat Michigan. Didn't make the playoff. You had a group of five team make the playoff and you did not. These are all things that Ryan Day knows, taking the fans aside, taking his family aside. He has to go to that office every single day, see these coaches, see these players, and they're looking at him to be the final decision maker to decide what goes on with this football team for the team to get better right now, immediately. He knows all of these things. He knows the level that he needs to be at right now as a coach. It's at an all-time high. You can look at Michigan. You can look at USC. You can look at UCLA. UCLA's not in that category. Don't know why that popped into my head. I do. Justin Fry came from there. You can look at, oh, let's go down south. You can look at Florida. You can look at Miami. You can look at Florida State. You can look at Clemson. You can look at Oklahoma and Texas. You can look at all these schools. Ohio State's one of the top tier. They're at the level that they need to be and people want to be, like what Alabama is. Ohio State fans, Ohio State athletic administration, Ohio State coaches, Ohio State players. They want to consistently be competing and playing in the playoff and up at a level, playing in the college football playoff national championship game every year. Not just competing and playing in it, but people believing Ohio State is the best team in the country, regardless of where they're ranked at the end of the season, and that when they're in the national championship game, they can win. This year's team was not going to be there. There were numerous times throughout the year that with the current coaching staff put together, there were going to be other problems that are there that are going to get put on Front Street. Going back to the Penn State game, going back to the Nebraska game, you have those two games right there where Ohio State could have lost those games. You put an average or above average offense on Penn State and on Nebraska, Ohio State loses both of those games. There were problems throughout the season, not just on defense, also on offense. The offensive line was not up to par. And I think Ryan Day is making necessary changes right now to make sure that what we witnessed this year, that what we saw this year with the coaching staff and the lack of player development, I do believe Ryan Day sees it. And he says, well, look, this is what I believe we could do right now, make changes right now to the coaching staff, the 10 coaches that make up the position coaches, coordinators at Ohio State. This is what's needed for us to be the best football team we need to be. No, not just the best football team. A team that everybody believes going into the season, we can win the national championship. Throughout the season, we're playing like we can win the national championship. And at the end of the year, everybody sees that Ohio State is the best team in college football by lifting up the college football playoff national championship trophy. Ohio State needs to get things better. Day's making changes to do that right now. Hey Buckeye fans, this is Jay Stevens with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code SCORE and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code SCORE, that's S-C-O-R-E, to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card, or Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SCORE to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code LOCKEDON, L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N, and it's all one word to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Buckeyes here on this Feel Good Friday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. For those of you watching us on YouTube, I want to say thank you. The numbers and viewership continue to go up. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Continue to hit that subscribe button. If you're an audio listener, never tap into the YouTube, but you want to help the show grow, head to YouTube on your phone, on your computer, your smart TV, computer or smart TV. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell so you're notified every time a new video goes live. And make sure you hit like on this video and every other video that's a part of this year podcast YouTube channel to help the show grow. I can't say thank you enough because the numbers keep coming in and you guys keep showing appreciation and loving what's on this channel. And trust me, I do this for you. You guys make me get better. And I thank you so much for the support and what you guys have brought to the comment section and to this show. Who are two coaches that maybe you didn't recognize their names when we listed them off earlier? Tim Walton and Perry Ileano. Tim Walton, let's start there with him. He recently came from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh, before we get there, I think it's interesting that Ryan Day is going with a cornerback coach and a safeties coach. Splitting up those two rooms, splitting up the responsibilities, a linebacker's coach, outside linebacker, inside linebacker. Yes, those are two separate positions, but primarily they're going to be doing a lot of the same similar things. When they line up, they're on the same wavelength and playing field on the field, D-line, D-tackle, defensive end, different positions, but they're still going to be having a lot of the same similar responsibilities. Gap responsibility, two-point stance or three-point stance, what you're reading, all those types of things. But when it comes to the cornerbacks and safeties, this is not the first time we have seen a coach go this route to have a different coach for the two, and I think it's quite smart. It's next level because a cornerback and a safety, they're not lining up on the same yard line, and they don't have the same responsibilities on the field. I like this move by Ryan Day. Originally, I was a little confused by it. Not confused, like I didn't – more – needing to think about it more. I think Ryan Day is moving in the right direction. So Tim Walton, he came to Ohio State. Well, first off, he's a former Ohio State football player. He played from 1990 until 1993. He is also from Carver High School down in Columbus, Georgia. 50 years old, he comes to Ohio State from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Most recently, he spent the last 13 years coaching in the NFL, not the last 13, because there was a break in between him coaching at Jacksonville and his previous stop in New York as the cornerback coach of the Giants. He's coached at the Jacksonville Jaguars as a cornerback coach, the New York Giants as a cornerback coach, Rams defensive coordinator, the Lions defensive backs coach, and all of that spanned from 2009 until 2021 with a break in 2018. He also coached at the University of Memphis, University of Miami, LSU, Syracuse, and Bowling Green. He also was on the coaching staff of Nick Saban, who is the gold standard of coaching and success in college football, during the 2003 season when LSU won the national championship. You'll remember the 2002 season, Ohio State upset the Miami Hurricanes in the Fiesta Bowl to win the BCS national championship. The very next year, LSU, I believe, beats Oklahoma in the BCS national championship game. Nick Saban won his first national championship during that season. Tim Walton was on that coaching staff. One thing that stood out to me when I was looking up some things about Mr. Tim Walton was that he was endorsed by Jalen Ramsey, coached him in LA. And I do think that when it comes to a coach coming into a place, you want to know what a former player thinks, especially when it's somebody that was in the NFL. This is what Jalen Ramsey had to say about Coach Tim Walton. Quote, especially this past year, Coach Tim Walton, he's probably one of the best defensive back coaches, if not the best defensive backs coach I've ever had in my life. The best thing he is was always trying to understand us. A lot of times people in authority don't really care to understand you as a person end quote. And I firmly believe that last part. A lot of people in authority don't want to understand you. They want you to understand them and do what they want you to do. I think Tim Walton, with his NFL experience, not only as a cornerback coach, but also as a defensive coordinator, his time in the NFL, his time under Nick Saban, his time during different spots in college football, I do think this is a phenomenal spot for him. He's coached in college football from 95 until 2008, and then he spent 13 years in the NFL coaching after that. This is a great addition. Players at Ohio State, they don't only want to be the best in college football. They want to get to the NFL. Bringing in a guy and a mind from the NFL to Columbus is a great way to help them make that thing happen in their lives. Perry Ioliano, most recently coming from the University of Cincinnati, he developed Sauce Gardner and Kobe Bryant. We'll talk about them in a second as far as what he does or what he brings to the table as a safeties coach, which is what he will be coaching at Ohio State. A couple things stick out. He spent 2 years at Cincinnati. He spent 3 years at New Mexico. He also spent time at Bowling Green, UTSA, Central Arkansas, Sam Houston. He has a 19-year coaching career. He played defensive back at Stephen F. Austin from 1996 until 1999. He was also a grad assistant at Stephen F. Austin from 2001 until 2002. Some more things that popped off the screen to me when looking at what Perry Ioliano did at the University of Cincinnati and what he can bring to Ohio State. A few numbers. We all like stats. Sometimes stats are a great barometer about to tell what you've done, and that's exactly what they have done or what they do right now to describe the success that Perry Ioliano had while coaching at the University of Cincinnati. Cincinnati ranked first in the country in pass efficiency defense, second in the country in pass yards allowed, third in the country in interceptions, and fourth in the country in opponent's completion percentage. A couple of the players that he coached that won some awards this year: Sauce Gardner, first-team All-American while at the University of Cincinnati, and then Kobe Bryant, not spelled the way as the former Lakers, Kobe Bryant. He won the Jim Thorpe Award. Ohio State needed changes at this position, at this level, because Denzel Burke came in, played phenomenal. You also had Josh Proctor go down. Bryson Shaw goes in. Didn't see any variation out there with that position at all. Seven Banks was hurt and really never developed, even when he was healthy, into being a portion of the player or a better player than what we thought we would see after last season. Injuries derail a lot of the things. But I believe Tim Walton and Perry Ioliano, with their experience throughout college football coaching, with Tim Walton's experience coaching at the NFL level, with the experience that they have, and with this splitting up the responsibilities, I think that's the biggest thing with these two gentlemen. They're splitting up the responsibilities so that one is not responsible for both. Is saying, hey, you're primarily with the corners, you're primarily with the safeties. Both groups needed help and assistance and more attention this year. We did not set them up properly by, after game number two, demoting your defensive coordinator, changing, having a new guy call the shots. And I still think in that room there was talent, but it's very hard when, if you're Kerry Coombs in the middle of the season, you're losing your responsibility and you're saying, well, okay, I get it, I need to do all I can do. But the human element might have come in, no firsthand knowledge, just knowing myself as a person and understanding a little bit about people. If you get demoted and you're still there, in the back of your mind, you're ultimately wondering, what do these players think about me? What do these coaches think about me? The two people I see every day, or the two groups of people I see every day, what are they thinking about me? And I firmly think that was in Kerry Coombs' mind. Tim Walton, Perry Ioliano, a little background about them. I think splitting up the responsibilities, not having one DB coach, it's a great move. I'm excited to see what happens this upcoming season at Ohio State with these two guys on the coaching staff. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill, You want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week 3, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Here's an idea for the new year. Go to all your secret treat stashes at home, in the pantry, at the office, in the car, or wherever they are. Throw out all the sugary or calorie-filled treats and replace them with Built Bars. So when you're craving a snack or treat, you can reach for something that's healthy and tastes incredible. Go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and it's all one word, to receive 15% off your next order. Once again, go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. You are tapped into Locked On Buckeyes here on this Feel Good Friday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Ohio State has a basketball game coming up on Sunday. There's so much football news. This is a football-centric show today. Football game coming up on Sunday. Unfortunately, they lost last night to Wisconsin. Looked flat. Never got the offense going. EJ Liddell kind of showed up a little bit late in the second half, but it was too little too late. I do believe he also fouled out as well. Hopefully, the Buckeyes can get back in their winning ways starting on Sunday. Will we see Ryan Day make more changes to the Ohio State coaching staff? Now, you may say, Jay, we look at the coaching staff. Everything's already signed up. Everything's already lined up. No more changes need to be made because everything's perfectly fine. So let's think about this for a second. Offensive coordinator, tight ends coach Kevin Wilson. There's 10 coaches. We're going to go through them very quickly. So OC, tight ends coach Kevin Wilson, that's one. Running backs coach Tony Alford, that's two. Wide receiver coach Brian Hartline, that's three. Justin Fry, offensive line coach, that's four. Parker Fleming, special teams coach, that's five. You also add in the others. You have Larry Johnson, six. I'm going to forget somebody. Larry Johnson, six. Linebackers coach Jim Knowles, defensive coordinator. Linebackers coach at seven, Tim Walton, Pierre Eliano. If I forgot Justin Fry, I knew doing this off the top of my head was going to butcher it. But Ohio State's coaching staff is currently set at 10. Forgive me for providing bad podcasting. But there are more people that are part of the coaching staff than what we have seen here. You have also offensive quality control coach. You have a defensive quality control coach. You have Mickey Mariotti, who is the football sports performance coach. You have quality control coach on the defense. Another one, you have a grad assistant. There are so many different pieces of this coaching staff. Football program assistant, operations assistant, recruiting assistant, sports program associate, football equipment services. I mean, this coaching staff is extensive. Now, you may think about the immediate thing we think about on a college football Saturday. Who's in the booth for the coaching staff, who's on the sidelines, who makes up the 10 coaches that are part of the Ohio State coaching staff? We're thinking about all of those things. But there's more to it. And I think that Ryan Day might change one or two more things. There are already going to be two more coaches that were with Jim Knowles that were also going to be, that will be following him to Ohio State. I do think those are going to be a couple things that needed to be made, a couple changes that needed to happen. But I wonder, in the back of my mind, the thing that I have watched since I've covered Ohio State over the past 2 years and been an Ohio State fan since early 2000s, there's multiple things. Talked about it with Jeff Hunt from the Off the Ball Network on Wednesday's show, but the team speed, lack of player development on the defensive side of the ball, and team speed overall is not what it used to be. The players' conditioning, strength and conditioning, and size-wise, how they look. You can look at players in the South, and you can say, Jay, does it really mean more in the South? Well, I think the tradition is a little bit different than what you see in the Big Ten or in other conferences. I do think when you look at the South, their players look different. And I'm not just saying at Ole Miss or Alabama or LSU or Georgia. I mean, if you look at the South in general, even some of the schools in the ACC, their players look different. If you look at Oklahoma and Texas, Texas A&M, sometimes their players just look different. Ohio State's getting players from that region of the country, and those guys still look different. I've questioned it. I'm going to continue to question it until I don't see the problem anymore. Team speed needs to get better. Player development needs to get better. And physically, these players, I think, need to get a little bit, not heftier. I'm not saying instead of gaining 5 to 10 pounds, you're gaining 30 to 40 pounds. I'm not going that far. But I do think Ohio State needs to think. And Ryan Day needs to considerably think. Is it the players? Is it the program? Is it the coaching that's a part of that program? What is it? I don't know if he'll make any changes at this position or this area, but I do think this is a position and an area of concern. You are a football coach at the high school level. Some of you may have dreams or aspirations to coach football, and eventually it may start. Hey, you may get your first head coaching job at the high school level. May it be freshman, JV, or varsity. You may get your first head coaching job at that level. And you know what people are going to look at? How are you? Are you too fast? Are you too slow? Because from the naked eye, you can be somebody that's not watched much football. You can look out there and say, that team's faster than the other team. Why is that team bigger than the other team? Why is the bigger team also the faster team? These are things that are legit things that you can look at and see from not having very much knowledge of the football. So you're the coach, playing a little make-believe here. You're the coach, and you are in year number two. And you hear from the administration, from the players, maybe some of the parents. Hey, man, we're not that fast. Our players are not getting better throughout the season. Do they even lift weights? I know homie said he lifted 500 pounds he squatted 500 pounds, but his legs don't have much power. What are you doing to help him get there besides squats to form some power there to transfer the power in the proper way while on the field? And you're in year number two, hearing all these complaints, hearing all these things happen. The next thing you know, year number three, year number four, you're hearing the same complaints you heard in year number two. That's a problem. Like I said, from the naked eye, someone that does not have much knowledge about the football, they can see these problems. You can see these problems. My mama can see these problems. My grandmama, if she were still living, she could see these problems, and she don't even like football because in her mind, football is too rough. Her man was Michael Jordan. I remember going to grandma's house all the time and watching Michael Jordan do his thing on the basketball court. You don't want to be a coach that year after year after year here's these same things, same complaints about the football team you lead and you guide 12 months out of the year. Ryan Day's level is a lot different than a high school football coach, and he knows if I don't get things right, I may not be here very long. I love Columbus. I love what Columbus is. I love what Ohio State can be. We got to change things. Strength and conditioning needs to be changed. Something needs to happen. I don't know if it's a coaching staff change, or I don't know if it's something with the quality control team or what, or who knows. But something needs to change. If I see it, I'm sure he sees it. I'm sure they see it. And I surely hope that there will be changes made very, very soon, because I don't think anybody wants to see the lack of team speed, the players not really playing up to par on both sides of the ball. Wide receivers excluded, Stroud excluded. If you look at the running game, it was not up to par that's been set even before Ryan Day was at The Ohio State University. Make some changes, necessary changes. We can see a lot different football team next season. Guys, it's fun. A Feel Good Friday. We're up out of here for the day. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe on your podcast listening app of your choosing. The Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your fine podcasts. It's available everywhere, and it's F-R-E-E. That spells free. You can follow me on Twitter at JSteven07. We're out on this Feel Good Friday. We'll be back Monday talking more Ohio State football. Sprinkle some basketball in there as well.